Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacharias. He was a chief collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was short, he could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He has gone to be the guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is the son of Abraham, for the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost."
Thank you, Bradley. Do keep your Bibles open as we go through. Let's pray as we come before God's Word together. Father, we thank you for your Word, which is living and active and which changes lives. Thank you that it's as true today as it was when it was first written down. We pray that through it you would teach us this morning, not just teach us knowledge, Lord, but teach us in a way that changes us, in a way that changes our hearts and makes us more like the Lord Jesus. And it's in his name we pray. Amen. Alex, you're doing a wonderful job on the slides. Only four more to go today. Well done. Now, there's a film on at the cinema at the moment called Justin and the Knights of Valor. I don't know if you've seen it, or if you've seen some of the posters advertising it. There's one on the screen. As you can see from the poster, one of the slogans that they use to advertise this film is the one at the bottom, "Every kingdom needs a hero." Justin wants to be a hero. But the problem is that he isn't typical hero material. He's not big and strong. He's a bit clumsy. His mum and dad want him to become a lawyer, not a knight. And as it's pointed out to him in the film, he doesn't really have a very heroic name. People laugh at him when he says he wants to become a knight. But he's determined, and he goes into training, and, well, you can guess how the film progresses. And as we look at this, the story of Jesus meeting Zacchaeus this morning, we join the point in Jesus' life where many Jewish people were beginning to wonder if Jesus was the hero that they were waiting for, God's promised king. Jesus had been going around saying some pretty amazing things. He'd been going around doing some pretty amazing things. He'd been healing people. He'd been telling waves and the wind to stop, and they stopped. He'd been feeding 5,000 people. He'd been healing people who were sick. He even brought a young girl back to life. They were starting to dare to believe that Jesus might be their hero, that he would defeat the Romans who ruled over them, that he would restore their kingdom, the kingdom of Israel. But a bit like Justin, Jesus doesn't act in the way that they expect a hero to act. He doesn't act in the way that we would expect a hero to act. He's already predicted three times that he's going to die. And he hangs out with people that heroes just don't normally hang out with. Which brings us to our friend Zacchaeus. We're told in verse 2 that Zacchaeus was a tax collector. In fact, he was the chief tax collector. He was the top dog. He was wealthy and had lots of money. And verse 3 tells us that he wanted to see Jesus as Jesus passed by. But Zacchaeus was a short man, so he had to climb a tree to catch a glimpse of Jesus. Well, what does that tell us about Zacchaeus apart from the fact that he was short? Well, firstly, it tells us that Zacchaeus wouldn't have been a popular man. In fact, he would have been hated by pretty much everyone. You see, tax collectors collected money from their own people, from the Jewish people, to give to their enemies, to give to the Romans who ruled over them. So he would have been seen as a traitor to his own people. Not only that, but tax collectors got rich not by doing an honest job, but by cheating people, by charging them more than the Romans required and pocketing the difference, keeping it for himself. So not only was Zacchaeus betraying his own people, he was cheating them, he was stealing from them as well. So he might have had lots of money, but I don't suppose Zacchaeus had very many friends. Zacchaeus was seen as the lowest of the low. But Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus. He wanted to see Jesus so much that we're told he did two things that no self-respecting man in Jericho would even dream of doing. Firstly, we're told he ran, and then he climbed a tree in order to catch a glimpse of Jesus. He didn't care what people thought. There was something about Jesus that Zacchaeus just had to see. Have you ever had something that you've just had to see? When the Olympic torch came through Cambridge last year, we decided that we just had to go and see it as it came through. So we headed to Parker's Peace, stood in the crowd and waited for the torch to come past. And being a little bit on the short side myself, I wish I could have had a tree to climb into, but I didn't. Anyway, the torch came past, and we caught a glimpse of it, and then it was gone. Just like that. It was a bit of a disappointment. It was a bit of an anti-climax. And within a few seconds, it was all over and we trudged off home. Was Zacchaeus disappointed when Jesus went past? Was it an anti-climax for him? Well, let's read what happened in verse 5. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. Wow. Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus, but it turns out that Jesus wanted to see Zacchaeus even more. He stopped, and despite the crowds, he looked up and called Zacchaeus by name. Despite the fact that he was only passing through Jericho, Jesus stops his journey and wants to stay at Zacchaeus' house. What did all the people in the crowd say? They began to mutter. They began to grumble. "He's gone to be the guest of a sinner," they said. What was Jesus thinking of? They thought that he was going to be the hero that they were waiting for. But heroes don't hang out with bad people, do they? You see, going to stay in someone's house, going and eating with them in Jesus' day was like, well, it was like saying that this person was your friend. It was like saying that this person was okay. Can you imagine some of the comments that the crowd would have made? "How could you, Jesus? He's the lowest of the low. You can't stay with him. He's been cheating us. He's a traitor. He's a sinner." It's like Superman going and having dinner with Lex Luthor. Yoda staying over at Darth Vader's house. The Queen inviting Fred Goodwin over for a spot of financial advice. It just doesn't make sense. Why would Jesus do this? Was it because Zacchaeus was rich and had all the best food, the best place to stay? Was it because Zacchaeus was great at climbing trees? No, you see, the crowds were right about one thing. Zacchaeus was a sinner. He's done nothing to deserve Jesus reaching out to him, to deserve Jesus loving him in this way. But the crowds were wrong if they thought that somehow they were better than Zacchaeus. You see, the Bible teaches us that everyone is a sinner. That no matter what we do on the outside to look good, no matter how many times we come to church or pray or do good deeds, we all do and say and think things that are wrong. We all choose to put ourselves before God. None of us deserve God's love. In fact, we deserve the opposite. We deserve his punishment. I wonder if sometimes we can be a bit like the people in the crowd. Do we sometimes think that some people just aren't good enough for God? Or that some sin is too good, too big to be forgiven? Maybe you even feel that about yourself. Maybe you feel that you're not good enough for God. That you couldn't possibly be a Christian because of what you've done or because of what you know your heart is like. Well, Jesus went out of his way to save Zacchaeus, the lowest of the low. He went out of his way to show him how much he loved him. He went out of his way to save him from God's punishment, which he deserved. Zacchaeus wasn't beyond God's reach and love. And neither are you, and neither am I. We don't know what else Jesus said to Zacchaeus, but we do see just how much of a changed man Zacchaeus became. In verse 8, we see that Zacchaeus now refers to Jesus as Lord. He recognizes Jesus as his master. He becomes a follower of Jesus. And he says that there and then he's going to give half of everything he owns to the poor. And he's going to pay back four times the amount of anything he's cheated of anyone, four times the amount that he's stolen. What a change. What a transformation. Zacchaeus has gone from being greedy to being generous, gone from being selfish to being selfless, gone from a thieving heart to a loving and a generous heart. In verse 9, Jesus says, "Today, salvation has come to this house because this man too is a son of Abraham." Now, let me just be absolutely clear. Salvation didn't come to Zacchaeus because he gave his money away, because he'd paid back what he'd stolen. No, Luke is quite clear. Salvation comes because of his faith in Jesus, because he trusted in him as his Lord and Saviour. Jesus did the saving. Jesus sought Zacchaeus out. Jesus reached out to Zacchaeus in love. For the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost. Zacchaeus' sudden change of heart was as a result of the salvation that he received. All of a sudden, he was able to see what was important, and he became a changed man. He received God's love in Jesus. He received God's mercy, and he was so thankful. But now he wanted to use whatever he had to show that to the people around him. And that's a bit like what we're doing today by giving food to the food bank, isn't it? In a small way, it's showing our thankfulness to God for his great love for us, for all that we have, for all the food and money and the good things that he gives us. But like Zacchaeus, we need to remember that the most important thing we have to thank Jesus for is that he came to save us, that we're able to know salvation through him. And as we give to people who are in need, who don't have as much as we have, we do it as a way of showing God's love to them, showing God's love to the people who this food will go to, praying that they too might know salvation in Jesus, salvation that only Jesus can bring, praying that they might see these donations as a demonstration of God's love for them. Jesus went out of his way to save Zacchaeus, a sinner. Jesus went out of his way to seek out and to save the lost, not just for the Jewish people, but for all nations, to show you how much he loves you, how much he wants to save you, how much he wants to bring you back to God. After he left Jericho, Jesus went on to Jerusalem to die. He went to the cross and died to take the punishment for your sin, the punishment for my sin, before rising to life again 3 days later to offer us eternal life, to offer us a place in God's kingdom. As I close, let me ask you this. If this morning you're sat here and you're not a Christian, is Jesus seeking you? Are you willing, like Zacchaeus, to want to see who Jesus really is, to want to check Jesus out? If that's you, come and speak to me or one of the other church leaders about our Christianity Explore courses. That might be a good way to do that. And if you're already a Christian, are you, like Zacchaeus, letting God's priorities change the way that you live your life as a result of your salvation? Are you seeking to show the love that God has shown you in Jesus to those around you? The Jewish people hoped that Jesus would be the hero that they were hoping for. Zacchaeus discovered that he really was. Not in the way that they expected, but in a far greater way. But the harvest that Jesus came to do was to seek and save sinners, like Zacchaeus, like you, and like me, to bring in a new kingdom, one that will last forever. Every kingdom needs a hero, not Justin, but Jesus. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, that you sent your Son Jesus to come and seek and save the lost, that you sent him to come and seek and save us. That he sought out and saved Zacchaeus, and that he can do that even today. Help us to respond to you, help us to respond to Jesus in the way that Zacchaeus did, in a life-changing way. Help us to be people that want to show the love that you've shown us to those around us, for your glory. Amen.